Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, how you doing? Come on in here. Got some hot chocolate on the stove waiting for you. Listen, first things first, let me hang up that coat. Yeah, how's your day today? Did you miss me? Oh, you did. Yeah, I missed you too. I missed you so much, I followed you today. That's right. Now close your mouth, because you cold busted. That's right, now sit down here. Sit down here, so upset with you, don't know what to do. And my first impulse was to run up on you and do a Rambo. We're about to jam you and flat blast both of you. But I ain't want to mess up this $3,700 Lynx coat. So instead, I chill. That's right. Chill. Then I went to the bank. Took out every dime. And then I went and canceled all those credit cards. Yeah. All your charge counts. Yeah. I suck you up every piece of jewelry I ever bought you. Yeah. That's right. Everything. Everything. Get fly with me. Nah, don't go looking in that closet. Cause you ain't got nothing in it. Everything you came here with is packed up and waiting for you in the guest room. That's right. What was you thinking about? Huh? What you trying to prove? Huh? This was a juice. You know, I gave you a silk suit, Gucci handbags, blue diamonds. I gave you things you couldn't even pronounce. Now I can't give you nothing but advice. Cause you still young. That's right, you still young. I hope you learned a valuable lesson from all this. You know? You're gonna find somebody like me one of these days. Until then, know what you gotta do? You gotta get on out of here with that Alley Cat coat wearing, hush puppy shoe wearing, crumb cake I saw you with. Cause you dismissed. That's right. Silly rabbit tricks are made for kids, but you know that? You without me like cornflake without the milk. My world, you just a squirrel trying to get a nut. Now get on out.
You know, when I was in high school, I used to date this girl named Desiree, and I'd go and sit on her front porch with her, and I would visit. And I would ride my motorcycle over to her house, and I had a Yamaha 100. So it wasn't a big bike, but it was bigger than a regular mini bike. It was a big motorcycle. It was the 100. Style motorcycle, and I'd park in front of her house, and I'd sit on the front porch and talk to her all the time. But because I was dark-skinned, her mama wouldn't let me in the house, because she told her daughter I was too dark for her to be dating, because her family was Creole. They were from Louisiana, so they didn't really mix too good with dark-skinned people.
Big bang, take metal bags. Big bang.
You're eating one of the tacos. So what did they give me? How many tacos did they give me? Did they give me six tacos? Well, they charged me for six, because it should have been $5.16. They want to charge me $1.70. Did they give me my soda? How much was the soda? The soda was like $2.19. And I got french fries, and I got a drink, right? $5.19 is $7.19, so they should have given me $3 and a whole bunch of change, because you gave them $11. Yeah, something like that. I didn't count it. You had wrapped it up. Oh, three soft tacos, Dexter. That's good. Okay. Well, he must have looked back here and saw I was a handsome black guy. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas? What's happening, everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody should pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? Well, it's winter time in the United States. Well, actually, it's winter time all over the world. Dark in the desert, because the daylight goes in early in the winter time. So it's getting to be nighttime out here as I'm sitting outside in the patio of my house doing the radio show. So sun has gone down, and it looks like the moon is coming out, and the sky is dark. I'm looking to see if I see any stars in the sky, and it looks like it's going to be a pretty dark evening tonight. And the weather is about 60 degrees, so it's a nice, cool winter evening. And it's a little windy. Well, not really windy. I just feel a little light breeze going on in the neighborhood. So I'm experiencing a little winter chill. But other than that, it's a beautiful day in Las Vegas. Another beautiful day, and it was no rain, it's no snow, it's nothing going on in the mountains and in the hills around Las Vegas. So it's just a beautiful winter day, and we're in the month of February. Today is February, what is today? February 9th. Yeah, I think it's February 9th today. So we're in Black History Month, and we are celebrating the contributions of Black Americans to the United States and to the world. So that's good. We already announced that Leon Spinks, the heavyweight champion of the world, the former heavyweight champion of the world, died last weekend, and we wanted to give our condolences to his family and to all of his fans around the world that were boxing fans when Leon Spinks was fighting and he became the heavyweight champion. I think he was only the champion for a couple of fights, because I think he lost his championship after he fought Ali and then fought Leon. No, he fought Larry Holmes, who was Muhammad Ali's sparring partner before he actually became a heavyweight contender. And he beat Ali and became the world champion. So I think Leon Spinks fought Ali, and Larry Holmes, when they were in their prime, actually they were above their prime. They had been fighting for 20 years, so they were beyond their prime. They had gotten old, and Leon Spinks was a young buck coming up in the boxing ranks. But he ended up beating Ali, and then he beat Larry Holmes to become the heavyweight champion of the world. And that was a good day for Leon Spinks. All right, well, we want to give our condolences to the Spinks family, and we want to wish Leon a peaceful trip to the heavens above. All right, DJ Papa D, let's talk NBA basketball. Well, we got NBA basketball going in full swing right now. I think they're playing like 5 games a week, so they are just getting their win and losses together as they're moving along in the season. All right, DJ Papa D, tell us about the Pacific, about the West Coast Division, the Western Division, the Western Conference, and what's going on in the Western Conference right now. So let's try the Northwest Division. What's going on? Is Utah still leading the way in that division?
In the Northwest Division, Utah Jazz is in first place with 19 wins, followed by Portland and Denver, both with 12 wins. And then it's Oklahoma City Thunder and the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Okay. Well, that's the Northwest Division. Looks like Utah's leading the way. All right, Portland and Denver are in the running also. Okay, so what about the Pacific Division?
The Pacific Division? L.A. Lakers are in first place with 19 wins, followed by the Clippers in second place with 17 wins, and followed by the Phoenix Suns, 14 wins, Sacramento Kings, and Golden State Warriors both have 12 wins.
Whoa, the Golden State Warriors are bringing up the rear. They were the defending world champions 2 years in a row. Back 2 years ago. And then Toronto beat them last year for the NBA. No, they beat them the year before that. Because the Lakers won last year. So 4 years ago, Golden State was the defending world champion. And I think they ended up, they lost to Toronto the year before last. And then the Lakers won last year. So that's been the roller coaster ride that they've taken in the West. Okay, what about the Southwest Division? What's that look like?
San Antonio Spurs are in first place with 14 wins, followed by the Houston Rockets with 11 wins. Third place is the Memphis Grizzlies with 9 wins. And then after that, it's the New Orleans Pelicans, and the Dallas Mavericks.
Wow, Memphis was leading the division. What happened? Memphis just fell off, and they're in third place now, huh? And the Golden, who did you say? San Antonio Spurs are in first place in the division?
Yeah.
Wow. That's something. They came all the way up from third place, and now they're in first place in the division. And I didn't catch who's in second place. Who's that in second place?
Houston Rockets with 11 wins, which is really interesting. Really interesting because they're in second place with 11 wins and 12 losses. And the Dallas Mavericks, who are in fifth place, also have 11 wins, but they have 14 losses.
Okay. Well, the Mavericks are owned by Mark, what's his name? He's a Shark Tank guy. Mark Cuban, yeah, he's the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, and usually they're in the running. They're usually second or third place in the division, so they usually have a good season, but I guess it's early in the season, so they haven't made their move yet to move up in the rankings. But, yes, I'm happy to hear that the Memphis Grizzlies ain't in the first place no more. So they moved down to third place in the division. So that means San Antonio's making their move. All right. Job for San Antonio. They're ahead by about 7 games now. All right. Well, We'll see what the season holds for the NBA. Okay, let's go to the Eastern Conference. What's going on in the Central Division in the Eastern Conference?
Milwaukee Bucks are in first place with 16 wins, followed by the Indiana Pacers with 12 wins, the Cleveland Cavaliers with 10 wins, the Bulls with 9 wins, and the Detroit Pistons with 5 wins.
Okay. Well, Detroit has to do something, and they have to come from behind. Milwaukee is still leading the division. Well, I guess the Bulls will make their move sooner or later, and they'll move up in the division. And we'll have to see Indiana's running tough in that division, so that's good. All right, what about the Atlantic Division? What's going on with the Atlantic Division?
76ers are in first place with 17 wins, followed by the Brooklyn Nets with 14 wins, Boston Celtics with 12 wins, and the Raptors and the Knicks both have 11 wins.
Wow, the Raptors are at the bottom of the heap. Well, I told them they couldn't hang with American basketball, so I guess they won their championship. Now they're just going to fade to the back of the season. We'll see what happens toward the middle and the end of the season, see if the Toronto Raptors can make a run for the playoffs. All right. Well, that's good. All right. What about the Southeastern Conference, Southeastern Division?
In the Southeast, the Charlotte Hornets are in first place with 12 wins, followed by Atlanta Hawks with 11 wins. Miami Heat and Orlando Magic both have 9 wins. And bringing up the rear, the Washington Wizards with 6 wins.
Wow. You know, the Washington Wizards is the team that Michael Jordan owns. He needs to get his boys rolling because they can't win. They only got 6 wins. What's their record? 6-what? 6-16? Something
six and
like
15.
That. Yeah, man. Michael Jordan needs to have a pep talk with his Washington Wizards and get them on the ball because they're not doing too good right now. But they were the bottom place team in the division every year, so they've never been a competitive team. All right, well, that's it for the NBA. That's how the teams are looking, and we had a few changes in post position. Some first-place teams went to second place. Some second-place teams went up to first place, and a couple of second went to third place. So they're shuffling around in the division, so that's good. Everybody's making a move, trying to win more games and play better defense. So I hope they're getting their three-point shooters together, because that's what's going to win games for most of the basketball teams. If they get some three-point shooters, then they can score, especially toward the end of the game. They get some three-point shooters, and they can jump ahead. All right, well, that's it for the NBA for 2021. All right, people, go to the sports book, put your NBA bets in, and that's it for the NBA. I'll be back on the radio on Thursday to talk more about the NBA. All right, DJ Papa D. Let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
See, in the neighborhood, we had a white boy. His name was Billy, and Billy was the only child. And he lived with his mother and his grandmother, and they bought him every toy that was imaginable. He major league. He was a baseball player. But he never saw his daddy. His daddy did never come and visit him or stay with him or anything. So Billy's house was a good house to go play at because he had all of the toys. And all we had to do was go down there and go in his yard or go in his bedroom, and he would pull out all kind of toys. But Billy would get out there and run with us, but Billy was fat. We called him Fat Boy Billy. And he would run, but he was real fat, so he would get caught a lot of times.
Crazy.
jumped on a train, and we ended up at the Prado Museum. And we were going around, and my teacher was walking around, pointing all the paintings out, and he kept walking. And I said, wait a minute, I want to stop and look at these paintings. And my teacher told me, he said, all right, meet us outside at 4:45, and we'll be outside waiting on you. So I said, okay, and started walking around by myself in the museum. So at 4:45, I walked out to the front door to wait on my tour group to come out. And then I saw the guards close and lock the front door. And I said, oh, shit, I'm lost.
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas? And everybody around the world, this is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Story. Well, it's story time now, so I want to play a story for you that I recorded for my listening audience. So, DJ Papa D, play the story that I recorded for the audience today. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
You know, when I was in the eighth grade, about 1972, I was walking the neighborhood with my four friends, was Warren, who was in the eighth grade at St. Eugene's Catholic Elementary School, and with Ricky Holloway, who was at Horace Mann Junior High School, public school, and his little brother, Bernard, who was in elementary school. He was in the sixth grade in elementary school. We were walking the neighborhood, and we were just talking about girls. And Ricky was telling us some stories about some of the girls at his public junior high school. Now, me and Warren both went to Catholic elementary schools, so we didn't have the freedom to run behind buildings and to kiss girls in the classroom and stuff like that. It wasn't anything going on like that at our school, but in the public schools, Ricky was telling us stories, and he was especially talking to his little brother about stories that went on in his Junior High School. He said girls were going behind the bungalow, and they were doing the hoochie-coochie behind the bungalows. And the girls were going into empty classrooms and kissing and hugging on boys. And girls were going across the street to their houses if their parents weren't home. And they were going and spending the day with boys at their house. And boys were taking girls across the street to their house. Everybody was messing around. And Bernard was excited. He was like, he was in the sixth grade. He said he can't wait to get to junior high school. Boy, he's going to have a lot of girlfriends. And me and Warren were looking at each other, and I don't know how many girlfriends Warren had, because Warren was light-skinned, and he had a big, curly afro. But Ricky was light-skinned, and he had a curly afro. But me and Bernard, we were chocolate. We were black boys. And I didn't have a lot of girlfriends. I had a lot of friends, a lot of girls that liked me, but I didn't have no girlfriends. Everybody wanted to be like my sister, or they wanted me to be their brother. They didn't want to have no relationships with me. So that's how I grew up in the early 70s. That's how it was. So if you were dark, you didn't get no love. And I found out that they were having a lot of relations in the public schools. So that's what Ricky was telling his brother. And when his brother said, oh, when I get to the seventh grade, I'm going to be in junior high school. I'm going to have girlfriends. I'm going to have a lot of girlfriends. And he really thought he was going to have a lot of girlfriends. And I was just, I didn't want to bust his bubble and tell him that you were going to get called little black boy, that you were going to be a chocolate drop, that people weren't going to love you and respect you because you're dark. And black was not the color to be. It was like you were last on the barrel. You know, all the light-skinned guys and girls got picked first. And then the chocolate guys got the last pick. We were the last ones that people made, they dated. So Bernard was excited about going to junior high school. And the next year, when he got to seventh grade, he went to school, and he was trying to be a playboy. He was going to school. And he'd come home, and all the kids at his school, all the light-skinned guys, had big afros. They had started wearing the afros in the 70s. And I think that's when the Jackson 5 came out. Everybody on the Jacksons, it was all black males, but they all had big afros. And that's what made them real popular. Plus, they could sing, and they could play instruments. That made them really popular. So the big afros became the look for everybody. Everybody wanted to have a big afro. And in the Olympics, the 72 Olympics, they had the guys that were winning in the races in the track, and all of them had big afros. And they stood up on the podium in the first, second, and third place podium, and they had their fists in the air. They had black leather gloves on with their fists in the air. And they all had big afros. And Angela Davis was a professor at UCLA, and she was involved in the civil rights movement. They were trying to get Martin Luther King's birthday a national holiday. So she was speaking all across the country on behalf of Martin Luther King. Angela had a big afro,
And that's what she was known for, having this big afro. So we were trying to get our afros together, and all the dark guys had short hair, but they had little BBs in their hair. Their hair didn't have big curly locks. They had little BBs. And so what we started doing was we started having people braid our hair. I know I went to my mother, and I told her, "Mama, I want you to braid my hair." And my mother braided my hair. She put twigs in my hair, and they called them plaits. And that's what my mother did. And my mother told me my hair was kind of hard for her to braid because my hair was kind of short. Because I used to get haircuts a lot. My daddy always cut my hair, and we used to brush my hair. My hair was so nappy that I couldn't even comb it with a comb. I had to brush it with a brush. And then we would pat it down to make it look all smooth and round. We would pat the knots down. The little tiny curls. They look like little nuts, but you would pat your hair down to get it to be nice and smooth and round. So now everybody was trying to get their hair braided. And Bernard hadn't had a haircut in a long time, so his hair was kind of long, but he would pat it down to make it nice and round. And he had his mother braid his hair, and he went from having a half-inch afro to having a 3-inch puff afro. I mean, he came out, and his hair was in a big afro. And everybody was shocked. We were like, "Wow, look at your hair, dude." And he just thought he was the shit after that. He just knew he was fine. And the girls liked him. They thought he had good hair because he had braided his hair up and combed it out. And he had a big puff 3-inch afro. And girls were really liking that. So I was trying to get my hair braided all of the time so that my hair would be big and stand out too. And in fact, when I couldn't get it braided, I would take a hot comb to my hair and I would hot comb, I would press my hair and make it as straight as possible, and then I would comb it into a natural, an afro. And my hair would be long. It looked a lot longer than it did when it just regularly had them little tiny curls in my hair. Now I had big curls. My hair was almost straight, but I had big curls in my hair, and my afro stood out. And I was like, "Yeah, now I got a big afro, and girls would think I'm cute." And that was the way that I started getting girls.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
I got hookers. the front of my house. I got strippers in the back in the pool. I got women in my house. I got women in the kitchen cooking food. I got kids in the park on the swing, sliding on the slide, playing on the merry-go-round. Yeah, cause that's how kids get down. Homeboy cooking barbecue on the grill. They're hanging out in the gym next to the pool. I got homeboys lifting weights and getting buffed. Cause that's how we do. I like to be around a lot of women. I got women, cause that's how I get down. Cooking dinners at night. And I'm feeding everybody that comes around. I'm deep money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd, I make them laugh out loud. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. If you don't know, now you know. Album is going to be a big hit. Get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I got 7 continents that I'm broadcasting on so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, now it's time for me to talk to my fans in my fan club, and we have a giveaway, a $50 giveaway for the fan club member that calls into the radio station and is caller number 11. That's right. I'm going to wait 11 calls for my caller to be caller number 11. And if they, when they call in and they're caller number 11, they won't have to answer any questions. They'll just have to be the 11th caller, and they'll win $50. That's right. I got $50 cash money to give away to my fans. So call in. You got 5 minutes to call in to the radio show and claim the $50 cash prize. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, call in now. We give you 5 minutes to call in and be caller number 11. And in the meantime, DJ Papa D, play my song. I love all the girls in my world. They made me the man that I am. I ask God to bless them every day because I really understand. Yep, I love all the girls in my world. Yep, that's a good song. And that's on my album, my third album. So you can buy it if you go to storytimewithgmoney.com. It's on the under the music section with all of my musical songs that I've written for your listening pleasure. So, DJ Papa G, play my song while we give our fans 5 minutes to call in and be caller number 11 to claim their $50 cash prize. All right, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. The girls in my world, they made me the man that I am. I ask God to bless them every day because I really understand. I love you, Rose. You've been my grateful friend. I've known you 55 years. I talk to you every now and then, and you still got stuff to say. I love you, Kim and Karen, my sisters from my block. We walk to grade school every day. Every day we walk home from school, and then we went outside to play. I love all the girls in my world. They made me the man that I am. I ask God to bless them every day because I really understand. I love you, Quintina, Joyce and Lisa, Kathy and Cheryl, the girls from my block.
became my first Creole girlfriend. I say, I love you, Brenda. I gave you for 5 years. I went to your senior high school prom. I love your mom and dad and your brothers and sisters. Like they were my own family. I love all the girls in my world. They made me the man that I am. I ask God to bless them every day because I really understand. I like you, Loretta. You were my friend. Kissing and hugging, a lot of things that you know. As the sun went to sleep after midnight or so, I loved you, Val. Your mother was a friend of mine, and she thought you'd be good for me, but you had a good plan. But my parents love your son like a grandson they never had. I love all the girls in my world. You made me the man that I am. I ask God to bless you every day because I really understand. I love you, Maria. You went with me every day. We hung out every day. I helped you raise your kids, and I gave you away on your wedding day. I love you, Yolanda. I visited you when I came home from college. We did a lot of things. We hung out every day. We hugged and kissed, and I gave you away on your wedding day. I love all the girls in my world. You made me the man that I am. I ask God to bless you every day because I really understand. I love all the girls in my world. They make me the man that I am. I ask God to bless them every day because I really. I really understand because I really understand. I hope you raise your kids. I gave you away on your wedding day, and you were my friend to the end. We'll be right back.
my comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. So now it's time for me to give my $50 cash prize away to my fan that was caller number 11. But it turns out I didn't get an 11th caller to call in and claim the money today. Oh, man, again, I don't give the money away, that I have to wait until Thursday for the radio show to see if I can give my $50 cash prize away then. So, until then, I say, well, we got to be safe, be careful, wear your mask, wash your hands, and watch your social distance as you're walking through the community. So I want to thank my brother for helping me with the radio show, DJ Big Nasty, for putting the radio show on social media so that everybody can follow along with the activities that we're talking about. And I want to thank DJ Papa D for being my studio engineer and helping me with the sports, with my music, and with the jokes and the stories that I tell. He's been a big help. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I guess the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to go out the air chair and go somewhere. I got some people to see and some places to go, don't you know? So, until Thursday, I said go with God, because God loves you. Peace, be careful, and we'll see you on Thursday. All right, DJ Papa D, play my prayer so that we can pray to get this virus under control around the world. And we'll be back for more of the show on Thursday. Have a good evening. I'm out of here. I'm G Money and I'm gone. Peace and good night. I'm talking to you as Reverend G Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, And I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer. And all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen. was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Girard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Girard at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.